I was a little kid, probably like 3 or 4 years old, and I was in New Orleans.
You remember 3 or 4?
Well, you'll know why I remember this particular event. I was maybe 4, and we were in New Orleans for something, and we walked down this sidewalk, and there was an iron gate in front of us. And so my parents walked with me and my sisters, and we stood at this gate, and there was a parade. Like, I didn't know. Like, again, this is like 1971 or something. So Mardi Gras was big, but it was not what it is now. I mean, it was still big. So I'm watching the parade, and they're throwing beads, and they're running up to the thing and handing me beads through the gate or whatever. It was kind of a simple thing. I don't know what it was all about. And when I left, my parents convinced me that the parade was for me because it was my first time going to New Orleans, and I totally believed that.
Oh, that's
for the
so
longest
cute.
Time, I believed that story. I was like, how could they do that to me? How could they have misled me like that? Thought there was a day dedicated to me in the city. I love that.
That is precious. I was in an historic parade in New Orleans. It was the first year that Bacchus broke with New Orleans Mardi Gras traditions and had a national celebrity as king.
Okay.
1969.
Okay.
I was a little girl, and I was in one of those little baton twirling groups.
Okay.
And we were set to march the year that Danny Kaye was King Bacchus.
Hans Christian Andersen.
Yes, Danny Kaye, you know, from White Christmas. Danny Kaye, first national celebrity King Bacchus. So it is freezing cold. And my family, we lived on the West Bank. We didn't go downtown for Mardi Gras unless it was very important.
And this was important.
It was important, so I'm marching in Bacchus. Well, about the time we get started, maybe a couple of blocks into it, the person in charge noticed that I was flushed and came and checked, and I had a fever.
You're out.
So they put me in the little car. So after every little group of
with
little Shriners? Children. No, not that kind of little car, but like the follow car.
The follow car.
And so.
To make sure everybody stayed in line.
Yes, exactly. So anyway, so they made me get in the car because it was very cold outside. And so my parents had a special spot. They were going to see me because, I mean, they basically dropped me off downtown New Orleans and said, see you on the parade route. You know, I'm a little kid. So then my little group comes, oh, look, there they are.
Where is she?
Renee? My dad said my mom just totally panicked.
Yeah, there was no cell phone to call and tell
exactly,
them.
Exactly. I'm missing. And so my sister tells the story that after, you know, like 8, you know, layers of kids walking by and they're looking at every face, there I am in the car waving, hey.
You weren't, they didn't give you any beads to throw from the car?
No, they didn't.
Like you were the queen of the crew?
We weren't throwing or nothing, but boy, it's one of those stories that I'll never forget.
And you were probably so excited because Danny Kaye was in it. I mean, everybody's probably so excited.
I don't think I'd ever heard of him. I was a little kid, but everybody
Hans Christian Andersen.
But everybody else was pretty jazzed. But anyway, it's funny. That's my Mardi Gras, first Mardi Gras history. They didn't throw the parade for me.
No.
But I did get to ride and wave.
You almost ruined the parade for your mom.
I almost did.